Good morning to you, our listeners, here, there, and over the internet. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our soon coming King. Let us now go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. We tell you thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on another day's journey. And for this, we give you glory. Now, God, I ask that you touch the hearts and the minds of the listeners on today. Father, that you move for them in a special way. And Father, we give your name the praise and we tell you thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Today, we're going into the book of Psalms, Psalms 103, and we're going to talk about the benefits of the Lord, the benefits of the Lord. And first, I would like to thank all the ladies for coming out on last Saturday to our very first sister-to-sister women ministry. And I thank you so much, Savannah, surrounding counties, even Bullock County. You showed up. We had people from Statesboro, Brooklyn, Georgia, here in Savannah also. And I tell you, thank you for being a part of the vision that God has entrusted me with. And it's a once a month women meeting. It's called Sister to Sister. And we have it on Saturdays. And last Saturday, we had it. So this next month, we really wanted it to be like the third Saturday, but we had to change some things around. So next month, it'll be the fifth Saturday at the Garden of Eden restaurant in the Con Ed building back in the conference room. So I'll be giving you more details as it comes up towards the fifth Saturday in August. But that time is still 11 o'clock, 11 to 1. And we had a great time. And I really appreciate you all. It's just a women ministry that the Lord allowed me to do, to teach, to train, and to pull the leader in every woman, to pull it up to the top. So, and bring us from the back and just walk in that call, teaching how to recognize the call of God that's upon your life and teaching you how to walk into that call depending upon Jesus Christ. I bless you so much. I bless God for all of you. Again, I thank God for my overseer, the Dr. Apostle Idell Cheever, and my hat is always off to her. So we're going to talk about Psalms 103, the benefits of the Lord. And as you know, God has benefits. Yes, there are benefits in serving the Lord. Somebody once said that the benefits that God offers us are out of this world. Now, catch that. Out of this world. Yes, they're not only out of this world, but they're also in this world because we enjoy the benefits of God right here on this side of heaven. So let's read Psalms 103, starting at the first verse. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel." We're talking about the benefits of the Lord. "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. That's the 10th verse of Psalm 103. And it says, he has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. And we know that we deserved death. We didn't deserve mercy, but God gave us mercy because he sent his son Jesus. And because of him, he's given us mercy. The 11th verse says, for as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Like a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourished. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. The 17th verse says, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. 20th verse says, bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his words. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. The 22nd and the last verse says, bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Here this psalmist is saying that there are benefits of serving the Lord. There are benefits. Here we look at where the 3rd to the 16th verse talks about forgiving our sins and healing. That's the fall of Adam into sin led the human race into the universal experience of sin, sickness, and death. In contrast, the psalmist lists God's blessings for his people. Forgiveness of our sins, healing for our diseases, and the gifts of redemption and eternal life. Forgiveness is the first and most important gift we can receive from God. Through it, we are restored to God and redeemed from destruction. Healing of disease that come to us because of sin and Satan is also a part of the benefits. So here the psalmist is saying, David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. There are benefits in serving the Lord. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? David went on to say that who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? So David is saying, bless the Lord, O my soul. Because when we look at it, what David was saying in another verse, he said this. He said, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. And one thing about God, he has not given us what we deserve, because God is a loving God. He's a God of compassion. He's a God of forgiving God. And he has not rewarded us according to what we deserved. And thank God he did not reward us according to what we deserve. We don't deserve mercy, but God gave us mercy. We don't deserve the things that God has given us, but God, in his mercifulness, he gave it unto us. So there are benefits of the Lord. There are benefits in serving the Lord. There are benefits even to the person that don't know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. There are still benefits for them, because when we were yet in our sin, God sent his Son. Jesus died and hung on Calvary so that we could have the right to the tree of life. There are benefits of the Lord. The benefits of the Lord is, as we walk with him daily, his faithfulness. We see his faithfulness more and more. We recognize the faithfulness of God. Just like on any job, you have benefits. On any job, you have maybe your 401k, you have different type benefits, you have sick leave, you have family leave, you have vacation time on your regular job. But here with God, whether we, in a sense, we working for him or not, he still give us benefits. He give us the benefit of, because he wake us up every morning. That goes to the unchurched man. That goes to the sinner man that has not given his heart to God. But yet he wakes up every morning a brand new day, which is another day for him to repent. I often say that God rains on the just and on the unjust. So when rain comes, rain just don't fall on the just. Rain falls on the just and on the unjust. So I say to you today, there are benefits of the Lord. God don't treat us like we deserve to be treated. He pities us. He says, like a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. He pitieth them that reverence him. That fear is not the type of fear, emotional fear that we may think of. That's not the type of God that we serve. But that fear means that reverence him. So when we must understand that as we walk with God, as we continue our journey with God, each day we will see more and more of his goodness. It will be revealed on a daily walk. You that have walked with God most all of your life, or 10 years or 5 years, and on a daily basis, having that daily communication with him, you can see the benefits of God. Yes, there are benefits in serving God. There are not only benefits on this earth, but there are benefits in the world to come. But I say to you on today, David knew something. David had been through a lot. And because David had been through a lot, he began to, and that brought him closer to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That brought him closer to God. All of his trials that he went through, it brought him closer to God. So he was able to recognize the benefits of the Lord. So I say to you on today, I hope that this message has been a blessing to you, and that you will recognize the benefits of the Lord. And so until the next time, remember, there is hope for today.